Good afternoon. Good evening. Good evening. So thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. You are participating in this thousand offering meet here. Thousand offering to meet here. I was supposed to attend, but I went to the beach. The beach, beach, you know, beach. So I think anyway, if I did attend, you wouldn't have finished by now. I might have all night. Like the last night of municipal puja. So anyway, that's not a benefit. But I can't say, but since I came down, I cannot say what will happen. Since I came down, I'm not sure what will happen. It is very unpredictable.
The statue was built during Buddha's time.
Yeah, Buddha's mother misses very much when Buddha was absent and went to Tushita to do the 3 months abiding summer retreat, you see. So Buddha's mother misses very much. So Buddha called this artist who is not only the being, is a transformation. So Buddha asked me to make this statue. So then, after the statue was made, Buddha put his hand on the statue and blessed. Then predicted that this statue will do a lot of benefit in India. Then afterwards, Mongolia, this many number of years, will do a lot of benefit. Then China will do this many years, a lot of incredible benefits. And then it will go to Snow Land, Tibet, and this in a number of years, it will do a great benefit. Then it will go to Nagaland. So that means Naga, my problem at the end of the ocean. Maybe something happens again. You know, something happens into it, then maybe this starts to take him in the ocean or something like that. And so it seems Naga is the receiver at the end, you see. And then this might be in the ocean. So this, it appears that actually actually the Buddha himself. So these people from all over the world, from all over the Tibetan, every day, you know, at thousands, and go to see my prayer, my offering, so like that. So Lama, he invited the monks from Sera, all the monks from Sera. Probably maybe set a chair thing. So he made a very big offering there. He made many talk, so and did very big. And then Lama told me that maybe before he left or after, he said that, you know, when he passed away, nobody need puja for him because he did by himself. Because the Lama did this big puja at the temple. So when I go to Tibet, when I go to Tibet, tried in the past 2 times, invited monks from Sera, I think. The one time there was Geshe Sopa Rinpoche and Geshe Senge from received the about 2 months teachings, all times in the high Tibetan text. 3 volumes by Khagra Jitin Kampa, who is like the Ajahn Lama from Mongolia. They passed one of the past lives in the present English in Dharamsala. then commentary of the path to Haigiva path to London. 2 volumes by Pitita Lama, so all those few Indian Lamas. Chatur Rinpoche, Pad Rinpoche, Ketan Rinpoche, then another Rinpoche from Honda Kamze. So, there was one time Bagul Rinpoche, who is from 6 and a half, this Bagul, when he was a Mongols, all the Mongols, I received golden light, the Sutra teachings, the old time mission, the very short one, the middle one. So I took the series from most precious teachings from Bhagavad Gita, one of the first ones. Lama's relative, and one Lama Juba from Jumem, who did 3 years great samadhi retreat at Dharamsala to Shida, and then became the caretaker of the altars, to make offerings, and to perform pujas or have 5 pujas, I think that. To this So one time, this super rich in the kissing of the ball that day. So did two times, I think, they put it there, I think, Hiruga, Lama Chuba, Sopuja, so the long one. Then other times, we did, I think, we just maybe did Western students, Sanghas. Another time, I didn't get good. I didn't get good, I think. We invited the monks. Our Sanghas did, or the monastery, the temple monks. The last one I don't remember. So. So, it's a very holy statue, historical statue that Buddha has also predicted. So, that every day, thousands of people come to go to see my prayer, my offerings. They bring butter, and then the many butter lamps, they fill it up. So I try to. Try to offer each month, I think, the robe to the Buddha, but I'm not sure what they continued the recent time. In the past, every month tried to offer I don't remember painting gold on the face, so it's very normal. Anybody can sponsor offering gold on painting. So anyway, to continue that, also offering the special day Buddha. Then every 15th offer robe. Also the Buddha statue in the Buddha Gaya. So that has been happening. The Rudra Retreat asked Rudra Retreat to do that. So offer more expensive, more special cloth to the Buddha. So this has been happening. So Lama went to the Dashunbo Monastery in Tibet, Panchen Rinpoche's monastery. So there's a four-story Vithyavana statue. So after, I think Lama got the idea, large Vithyavana statue. So after seeing that, then came to the park and back to so then Lama had this idea. So before he passed, he left his will. So before it was going to Buddha, then because the EP government. So there was some small piece of land that belonged to the government. We couldn't get permission for it. The governor of Bihar didn't give us permit to use the land for 5 years. So we were trying to try to act as if the statue was going to move another place. So the not earlier near Buddha Gaya, they show much interest, so they tend to offer land. And so I was in during the time UP government won the very large statue in Afghanistan. probably the largest one in the world. When they was destroyed, then there was another smaller one. Both of them were destroyed by bombs by the extremist Muslim. They bombed. So it seems in that area there has been Buddhism in the past, maybe also even cultural initiation there in each time, maybe by Buddha. So it seems there was in the old books it was written, the Nicholas that happened there. So that area where there's a Buddha, two large statues, it seems still, you know, but it has been, I think the area people have been Buddhist for a long time, and I heard there's still there 2,000, you know, 2,000 people who are Buddhist, but then they don't have, you see, because the Muslim country is so strict, you know, other religious, other religious person to come. So, and these people, I think, godless, you know, there's nobody who come there to explain Dharma or nothing. But I heard there's 2,000, you see, Buddhists like that. There could be, I mean, it could have been some time ago. So because of that, the two large statues were destroyed. So the UP government wanted to build same statue in UP, same height. So the various part. So they heard they were looking for a place for to build a statue. They large, you know, five hundred feet. So they wrote to Isras for interview, but they didn't get interview. So then they tried a second time, then they got. Then they told us they were going to build road and they have so much, they have all these lakhs of, too many lakhs of rupees to spend. So Isras was very inspired. Very inspired by them. Then Isras told me that, why not build a UP? So then, so then I said, anyway, it's up to Isras wherever he wishes. You know, Lama decided to build Buddha Gaya. So then, Isvana said, we ask. Something mentioned also, what about build Buddha instead of Mithya Buddha? Then, so I said, it's up to Isvana, what is most beneficial? The Lama said, it's a Mithya statue, it didn't last a long time. So then so I said, we're going to ask our boss. So it means, the Tibetan monastery temple, so Isvana was pointing towards the stupa, Buddha stupa. Inside there's a Buddha statue, you see, very special. There was one Buddha statue before, and night time, even there was no light. But there's a light from that coming from that statue. It's glowing. Cause, you know, even there's no light, no candle, no light, you see. But the room where the Buddha was, the statue was, it's, you know, glowing. There's light. But that was destroyed, I think, three times. Attack from Muslim. The Buddha tree was cut three times because the root was down there, so it blew. So again, so after each time they cut. So the statue was destroyed. One of those times there was three attacks by Muslims, Buddhists in India. So this statue was made after. But still, this is very special. So that all over the world people. Including Sinners, all the holy beings, and everyone got prayer. So, Sinners said, we will ask our boss, Mr. Buddha, statue, and ask Buddha, you see. So Sinners came one day to do sojourn in the morning, they needed stupa. So then Isvana took the opportunity before the sojourn then to go inside the temple. And then there was a Gadan Thipa, Rishindra Ramachandra was invited there. So did the divination, did they say, there's a golden lamb offered by Sri Sisi. Then by holding my hand, Sri Sisi lit the light. And then did the prayer and then did the observation. The observation There's a the traditional observation, one way of observation. So you write questions on the paper, same size of paper, then you roll it and put it in a dog, you know, the flower dog, like size of a chocolate, you see, the big chocolate, you see. So big. Then you zip. When the astronauts like that, they do very important decisions. So then they measure on the, scale. So they roll down the scale, make sure that's inside. Otherwise, one is a little bit more heavy, then there's a problem. the wrong answer might come out. So yeah, you measure everything exact. So when they do that, you see. So then it is rolling, you know. So the first question was what did you build Mithya statue of Buddha? So then it came out Mithya the statue. So they asked a question to Mithya, to the Buddha, you see. So to give you answer. It was. So Mithya Buddha came up. And then next one's where to build. UPO Buddha. UP maybe there's some other, maybe then I'm not sure that there's one place near Buddha. Then UP they come out UP. So that. So the answer comes from Buddha. So that's how it was decided. the UP government so eager, so that. So anyway, there have been obstacles. and of course, you need, of course, to start the project, you need it, not just a few million-dollar project. It's not just that. It's something, about not only the statue inside, all many temples inside. And then in the throne there first, see, there's 100,000 material of the statue. Well, I think 100,000, or 1 million, I'm sure 100,000. Then there are three levels. Within the throne, there are three levels. Then up there, there's a Buddha statue, a thousand Buddha. Grishadam Buddha statue, you know, large. Then on top, there's a Prajna Paramita, Mother Prajna Paramita, advised. The Shakyamuni Buddha statue on top, there's advised by David Krishnamurti. And then on top, the Mother Prajna Paramita statue, that was advised by Jyoti Tishyamurti, who recently passed away, the head of the Sakya, in the Asian state, the Guru, the Anand Guru. So that, so there are so many temples, not just the statue itself, but within the statue so many temples. Trinoda temple, Sisnada temple, then the 1,000 statue, Ramasama temple, Lama's statue. So it's 1,000. And there are many, you see, temples. Then outside, you see, Buddha's past life, Buddha's some of those stories. How Buddha met the charity, his body, his world, family, and all that. Morality, patience, perseverance, all that. Built with the stories for the people, that. Then after that, after that, 12 days of Buddha. 12 days of the 12 holidays of Buddha. So that people are to realize the conclusion, to realize true sovereign, because then as the salvation is suffering, then you see what the provide came, then the cause was true cause of suffering. And then what can be seen is not, then the cessation of the suffering. So what can be achieved not, then true path. So they to realize people, truly people come from our truth, from this properties. So there's three simulations of the primitive material cross to material statue, the feet. Then after the other life story, you see, on middle simulation. Then there's 12 days after that, then there's a third, you see. The simulation of the life. So they can be also 50. I mean, they can be also 40 simulation outside. So there's train, small ideas, small train, you know, that children, some people say. People say can secondly by going train around, you see. That's also part of visualization. So the Buddha's past life, Buddha's other stories. So the tourists, you see, come from all over the world. Then by seeing this Buddha's life stories at the end, to get understanding that, you know, now Buddha sacrificed his life for so many eons to others. So now my life, I should make my life useful. You know, I should do something for others. You know, to get some thought of benefit others. The bodhicitta, you see, to get something, to write some positive mind in their hearts when the tourists come there. So that was the end of this conclusion, see, seeing, you know, Buddha's life story of that. So I thought, so it's not just $50 million project, you see, I think we mentioned 20 million, I think, maybe in the poor group, but I think maybe about 300 in a million. However, today, so there's need to get permission to get the money from outside, to Sarah Chamankar, so, but he died by car accident. And so the bill for, you know, for his purification, but he requested that, and also probably the Bhagavad Gita Bhachay memories. But then some that place was now taken by Indian government. So I think it's something like this. So the Mongolia, in the center of the Mongolia, perhaps maybe 15 story material, such as that. Then the nine story Lama Tsongkhapa in Ulaanbaatar on the mountain, which I've already announced in the front of the leaders of Mongolia and the especially the Buddha announced to them to build this Lama Tsongkhapa statue. So the, now the conclusion is that the Buddha's teaching to last a long time, this earth, there was a lama's, you know, wishes, holy wishes, their, you know, reason to build. And then the, anyway, the, what I said in the text is that, so then, you know, to, if you don't become enlightened, you see, during Guru Sharyam, the Buddha's hand, however, you see, everyone who contributed, what, you know, any in the finance, any amount who contributed, you know, to, and merit, say even 1 rupee or one, what do you call this? What do you call this? 1 rupee. One evening. Huh? Question. Remember? So 1 question and and 1 rupee. So anybody who contributed is an amount, so it's making then is making this statue. Yeah, Buddha. even who contributed 1 rupee, that is making this statue. See, then anybody who gave their time, you know, not money but time, working for that, helping for that. You see. giving time, all that. Then all those, all those, when we did planning, and you know, all those, then all the laborers, all the workers, you know, all those thousands of workers, all those, they were building, you see, doing transportation, so everybody, so all this. So many people, so bigger it is, the, you see, more sentiment collect merit, you know, donating and actually working, building, you know. So purify the need karma, collect express merit, you see, so that's create, so they create cause to say, to actualize path, to transform their mind into the path. Through purification, purifying the karma, obstacles, the necessary conditions, the correct merits. So then they're able to transform their mind into path, and able to start path, you see. Only then actually bodhicitta realize and being suffered, the realization of the stages, you know. See, so, that, you see. So anyway, so, unbelievable benefits. So many people, bigger is, so many get the opportunity to purify, collect merit, you know, and to have realization. So now, so they all have this great cause of preparation. When the Maitreya Buddha descended this world, after the teaching stopped, then to be the first disciple of Maitreya Buddha, and receive teachings from Maitreya Buddha, you know, directly, and receive teachings for enlightenment during that time. The other, the third benefit, third or fourth benefit is that after Buddha's teaching stopped, before Maitreya Buddha descended in this world, there's eons, there's eons of unbelievable suffering, eons of weapons, so war, you know, much more than what happened before. Whole entire world, who in childhood suffer with the danger of woman. You know, before it's some part of the world, some country, but not another. This is all over the world. There's an event like this. Then there's an event of famine. So the whole world suffers famine so much. Then the whole world suffers sicknesses. So then much more than what happened before, much in the past. So everywhere, dying, see, all over the world, so things. So, making me table the statue, then, see, it helps to shorten it. It helps to become shorter, shorten the duration of all this, sicknesses or that. how many more materials that you build, it becomes shorter and shorter. So that, so in Ladakh, there's lots of Renji Sangpo, I think how many, I don't know how many hundred years ago, who translated there, I think. There's a sacred mantra Vajrayana, or Nyingma and Sarma. Nyingma is old and Sarma is new. So, since Lutzawa is somewhat translated, you know, into Tibetan languages, or anything, then this is called Sarma, even. So, anyway, he wrote, in, I heard that he wrote on the rock, like that. You know, there's a material, I think it must be material Buddha, appeared from the rock, I'm sure they, there's a written, carved at the end of it, saying this, you know, this making, benefits of making material statue that helps to reduce the duration of, well, short of the this use of weapon as a, the sicknesses of famine, these things. The great Lama, scholar, the holy being, whatever, so that, so the, there are these particular benefits, you know, which doesn't have that story in the other statues. That. So the, after I heard the story, then I thought to build maybe 1,000. You see, not such a small ones, but like one story, two story, like that. You see, above one story, however, you know, that large ones, so different parts of the world, you see, like that. So therefore, so I deeply appreciate that all your prayers, even though I was absent here, but all your prayer and practice for actually the process. So Sophia asked to give the oral transmission of the animal liberating the prayer mantra. So I thought the very important one is the five power mantra. So I thought we'll look at that. But there's so much benefit to explain. So what I do is I give the loom of the from Ganju, the whole text, talking about the benefits of the stainless pinnacle liberating mantra. And then maybe explain some from that. And then eventually to transfer the whole text, then people will understand how this man is unbelievable, most precious, how most precious thing. This thing to recite. So to get the whole idea, the evolution of that. So tonight, just some from that, some benefit. And they do the loom of the whole entire text, which I received recently from, I may have received from Kitabjikit Sanchar Bhaji in America, but I don't remember, I had too many looms. And recently I took from John Lara Thirin Bhaji also, in the San Jose. So so that's clear. I've written down my list, my book, the list of the lungs, all transmission initiation, and that. So, yeah, so, the, so the, sometimes the lineage, the purpose that, that is to preserve and to spread to others, you know, to give others. So I think to the lungs, that's this way you see the blessings, and so there's more power when you chant mantra or chant for others.
Chant mantra, or what we study Dharma, or doing jobs,
should be all same. It was just this one goal that's to free the sentient beings from the oceans of samsara, some thousand beings. Happiness, but it brings enlightenment. Okay. So the first mantra here in the Madhva Vishnu, the six syllable, the mantra which is fulfilling all the wishes, of yourself, and then you fulfill the wishes of numbers, helping animals, human beings, sura, and the mystery beings, everyone. This benefit, really, what you get from mantra, by reciting this mantra, during meditation, so you fulfill all your wishes of happiness, all the temporary and ultimate liberation from samsara, full enlightenment. Okay? Then what you can do, you're able to, by general compassion, the meaning of this mantra, purpose of this mantra, because of compassion, then also you're able to, compassion drives to develop this wisdom, the path of wisdom to enlightenment. So then you're able to fulfill the wishes by growing the complete path. Then you're able to benefit from something even before joining the path, during the path, and then after achieving enlightenment, then you're able to perfectly go towards all the sentient beings without such mistakes. Okay? Then mantra starts, you see, of course, liberating yourself, all sentient beings from the suffering causes, then causing all the happiness for that temporary ultimate. The temporary and ultimate liberation from samsara, full enlightenment. Okay. Kyoji maga kundaku zon jyo drejin jere sila cha zan da. Omani bim. Omani bim o. Namo rana daya ya namo ayake na sakara perishin pe yuara za. Tataki diya ahata simsam da maa sava tataki diya ahit pe. Sanya sambu diya namo ayake aluda shiwara ya bodhi sattva ya maa sattva ya maa kurni ya. Tatyata om darada dhidhi dhudhuri ilivari tatsa patsala patsa kusuma kusuma vare ilime tsukza apane suwa. Ata ilu baya longan adhiji jundi samtama kusuma. It doesn't need to say again. So the genesis, what you said, baya longan, and the dharani, the elephant face, Navarataya, or Manipa Haivati, it's for everything, but for all the wishes, yours and others, and them, but particular things to develop compassion, general compassion towards all sentient beings, towards each and every single sentient being, including the enemy, whom you hate, or who you hate you, or anything to you, see. if there's compassion, then there's if there's compassion in your heart, then there's to any sentient being. For example, the person whom you hate, or whom you don't like, or who don't like you, see. If you don't have compassion to that person, there's no enlightenment. There's no bodhicitta. There is no five mind path to enlightenment. There is no the bhumis, the 10 grounds, the bhumis. Then you see, all that doesn't happen. So the liberating from this, disturbance or obscuration, self-obscuration, it doesn't happen, see. Completing the quality of cessation, complete quality of reality, it doesn't happen. So, and these are two guys who can't do perfect work towards sentient beings. That's last mistake. To bring every single sentient being to enlightenment, that doesn't happen. If you don't have compassion to your enemy, if you don't have compassion to one sentient being, if you don't have compassion to your enemy, see, or whom you call enemy, and believe whom you call enemy. Okay? So, If you have compassion to your enemy, then there's a bodhi, then you can have bodhicitta, then you can enter mind path, then you can have all the five paths, then be all that. Then, but the primary path, then the path, complete, then it's a complete, quality of cessation, quality of realization. Two guys, then able to do, then, able to perfect work, able to enlighten each and every single being. So which is our main goal of our life, purpose of life, see? That one, to enlighten each and every single sentient being, okay? So this is now how compassion is so important. How compassion is there. How compassion is, that's the very heart of our life. The very purpose of our life. Oh, compassion, twisting, compassion, twisting. So need the compassion is not only for people who practice Dharma. Compassion is not only people who meditate or practice Dharma. Not that. You need compassion in compassion. You need compassion in business life. In business life, if you don't have compassion, then you cheat other sentient beings. You kill others, you harm others. And then you kill, you cheat, you tell others, that becomes the obstacle to your happiness. That becomes obstacle for your success of your business. You see, achieve happiness now and the future, including ultimate happiness, liberation, enlightenment. So they harm to others. So you see, to say to so now by doing business here, even you have achieved all the wealth, but if you don't have compassion. But if you don't have compassion, you don't have happiness. You have wealth, but you have external wealth, you know, obtained, but you don't have peace and happiness in your heart. See, so then you don't enjoy life. So you see, and then your life is suffering. Your life suffers, you see, with ego, with self-cherishing thought. So, therefore, you compassion. Therefore, without compassion, your heart is empty. Your life is empty. No matter how much wealth there is, you see, billions and zillions of dollars, but you don't have happiness. You don't have peace in your heart. besides satisfaction, no fulfillment. So, therefore, from compassion, you do something good for others, you benefit others, you help others. Your life, your body, speech, and mind, you make beneficial to others, good use for others. Your wealth benefit others. Whatever wealth you have, benefits for others. So, and it brings, so much fulfillment in the heart. You see, very satisfied life, very fulfillment. So, compassion needs. If you're a doctor, a medical doctor, you need compassion. If you don't have compassion, you're going to harm the patients. You're going to care the patients. And you see, you don't care the patients, you know? Their life, their happiness. See, so then it can be very dangerous. Even in nurse life, you need compassion. Even family life, even taking care of family, working in family, you need compassion. Otherwise, selfish mind, you know, with that, you only seek your happiness. What you do is only for your happiness. So then you don't get along with others in the family. Then there's an ego crush. Then you don't get along. There was a fight called. So if there's no compassion between the husband if there's a compassion, the life of a couple, husband and wife, you see, there's a compassion, then same what I mentioned, the problem is was a fighting quarrel, and then because of the ego, you see, looking only your, seeking only your own happiness. Not cherishing the others in the living. The other need happiness. Nothing that then the life is not happy. Even physically they live together. How many years they live, how long they live, but there's no happiness. There's no harmonious. So can't enjoy the life again. See, even physically living together, but can't enjoy the life. There's no peace and happiness. So like that. So whatever we are alive, in the teacher's life, you need compassion. Otherwise, a problem. You know, so much more. Then ego. If you live with the mind with ego, self-centered, there's no happiness. So much problem. So much worry, fear, because of ego, self-centered, and the compassion in the life of a student. In the life of a student, there's no compassion. If you have compassion, then you have compassion. If you have compassion, then your education has become meaningful. How much you learn, then you benefit to others and limits. You benefit to others and limits. You see, in the life of students. So, organizers, employees, employers, then the compassion. Although the same. So, then, some problem and dissatisfaction of that. Then the employee. people are doing work and employee, also need compassion. If they don't have compassion, then they get some problem. See, so then ego self-cherishing don't become obstacle to your obstacle for this life happiness. Obstacle for success of this life happiness. Success of this life happiness, if you care of others, if you chase others, if you care others, others need, you know, others happiness, if you chase others, then you see constantly makes others happy. You do what other want. So then you see constantly makes others happy, then your job successful, or job or whatever, you see, so forth, everything become, you see, long lasting, successful, other people happy, and then when the other people happy, you are happy, you see, like that. So generally, so even in the army, even in the military, even in the military work, you need compassion. You need even in the life of military, you need compassion. If there's compassion, then makes life makes how say most meaningful life. Then things what you're doing become virtue, become cause of enlightenment. If there's a compassion, the heart. Your actions bring virtue, which you do for others, for the benefit of others. So, if there's no compassion, then motivation is ego, self-cherishing thought, then the attachment cling to this life, then the action done with that, done with that, it harms others. Not only harms others, it harms to yourself. So your life become humble to yourself. So not only besides others. So any aspect of life, live, the compassion. even somebody who's living prostitute, you see, and even that life, they need compassion. So compassion. There's compassion, cherish others, you see, compassion, you see, thing happens to others. There's no ego. So ego is just self-centered mind. So everything is giving, you know, from the heart, giving rather. Compassion, then, yeah, also, see, then become virtue, see. That's like the Bodhisattvas, like the Bodhisattvas. Bodhisattvas or the enlightened beings by manifesting various forms, you know, sometimes who are suffering, you see, who are crazy of attachment, desire, and so forth, you see, and to tame them, so that's it. Compassion is not just only those who practice, not only those who have faith to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, not only those who are Buddhist, not only who seek enlightenment, you know, that. So that everyone needs compassion, whatever different style of their life, see, that's the best life. Whatever different style of their life, if you have compassion, then the life is totally transformed. Like gold. Before it's like in a kaka, or before the life was like kaka. Okay. The poo-poo kaka, before, then now it transformed to gold, okay? So before just this ego self-change thought, now compassion. So you see, big difference. Makes a life huge, like between sky and earth, okay? So therefore need to recite Om Mani Padme Hum to develop compassion is the utmost need. So normally I say, you know, even the most creatures, they need to recite Om Mani Padme Hum. Crocodiles need to recite Om Mani Padme Hum. Elephant need to recite Om Mani Padme Hum. You know, these small, even the ants, they need to recite Om Mani Padme Hum. Elephant, the largest animal, the water, they need to recite Om Mani Padme Hum. But they can't. They can't because they don't have a human body, you see. They're unable to recite, so they can't. So, but they should, but they can't. So we can, because we have a human body, able to express, okay? So therefore, it's a great loss. So, if you don't get a chant, most important and the fundamental practice every day life. That is Minisim Buddha. So this is what normally I advise to anybody who is interested to practice, to do something. Anyway, generally, anybody who seek happiness, who want happiness, they should recite Om Mani Padme Hum. You know, Medicine Buddha, anybody who want happiness. So that's why I'm saying even the animals, the ants, you know, ants, monkeys, they should recite Om Mani Padme Hum, Medicine Buddha mantra. Monkeys?